Where were you a year ago tomorrow? Sean Anderson was working right here in the glass enclosed nerve center when it struck.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.0 earthquake has struck the East Coast. It was centered in Mineral, Virginia.
As you know, the magnitude was later refined to a 5.8. But those two tenths didn't matter much when you consider the damage in D.C. and at the epicenter in Mineral.
And of all the damage, though, perhaps the most chilling was at the North Anna Nuclear Power Plant. How far have we come since that day? What have we learned? Joining us now, David Biello. He's the Environment and Energy Editor at Scientific American. David, good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
After the quake, we learned that the jolt was enough to move canisters at the North Anna plant. How surprising was that? And was there any other damage there?
Well, it was rather surprising, given that the regulators, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, had evaluated the plant a couple decades back, and their suggestion was that no earthquake of this magnitude could occur in the vicinity. This earthquake actually exceeded the size of earthquake that the North Anna Nuclear Power Plant was designed to withstand, and that's the first time that has ever happened in U.S. history. That said, the nuclear power plant came through just fine. A couple cosmetic cracks here and there, but really no problems at all. Even those canisters moving, they perform better than expected, and that gives us some confidence in kind of how we store nuclear waste, given that we don't have a central place to put it anymore with the demise of Yucca Mountain out in Nevada.
Well, that's good news, but we also have another nuclear power plant, of course, in southern Maryland at Calvert Cliffs, and some people would suggest that perhaps we were also a little lucky this time. Is there any thought to reinforcing our plants or changing the way they are?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, the NRC, the regulator, has just appointed a new chairwoman. She is a geologist, and I think a big part of the reason for her appointment is kind of the struggles that nuclear power plants have had globally against the challenge of earthquakes in North Anna and Calvert Cliffs, but obviously most famously in Japan at Fukushima. It's pretty clear that we were perhaps too sanguine about where we put our nuclear power plants and what we designed them to withstand. And the NRC is currently evaluating what needs to be done to kind of shore up our defenses against natural disasters of this nature. And that could include everything from kind of adding more fail-safes. So a nuclear power plant has a lot of backup systems, whether that be diesel generators or whatever else, ways to get water into places where you store nuclear waste or have fission occurring. And kind of reinforcing those options or even having more of them seems to be the main way we may deal with this problem.
David, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
David Biello, Environment and Energy Editor at Scientific American.